You're listening to More Than Steps, the podcast where we geek out on how belly dance works, one coffee run at a time. I'm your hostess, Nadira Jamal. One of the nice things about improv is that if you can improvise, you're pretty much always prepared. As long as you know the genre conventions of the music that you're using, you can just go. But sometimes we know we're going to be using a particular song and we want to practice to it. But the problem is that most people practice this the way that they would choreography. They just run the song over and over again. And the problem with doing it that way is that this creates a de facto choreography. You end up doing the same things every time. And that's not a problem if you like what you've come up with. But for me, that tends to create some dancing that feels stale. I end up doing whatever happens by default, rather than making the best choices that I can. So to keep it fresh, I really need to keep making decisions in the moment. And particularly if you're going to be dancing with a live band, creating a de facto choreography is exactly what you don't want to do. Because what they play for you is going to be very different from the recording. The style and even the structure can vary a lot. And so your de facto choreography lulls you into this false sense of security, and you're even less prepared. So how do you prepare to improvise to a song that you've already selected without getting locked in? Well, here are four tips. First, I recommend that you practice to playlists, not to particular recordings. Gather as many versions of the same song as you can, and if you're dancing to a classic, there will be dozens available to you. But even if you've picked a pop song, chances are there's a cover or two out there. Look for versions with a variety of paces, structures, and stylizations to keep you challenged and keep things fresh. Now, if there really is only one version of your song, then try speeding it up or slowing it down. I use an app on my phone called AudioPo. This variety and the speed variations both force you to pay more attention to the details of the song and listen more closely, and that can help keep you on your toes. My second tip is to interleave your practice with other songs. So during your practice sections, mix and match practicing improvising to your song to improvising with other songs. This will keep you focused on the process of improvising and making decisions on the fly, and not the specifics of that particular song. Now my third tip is to give yourself missions. Each time you run the song, I'd like to give yourself a different thing to emphasize. Let's say you want to focus on making interesting arm choices in one run, dancing to the accents on another, focusing on the melody with one or the rhythm, using your space, schmoozing with the audience. Each time you run that song, you have a different mission. This encourages you to explore what the song has to offer while keeping you from doing the same thing every time. Now the fourth tip, and maybe the most important, is don't over-practice. When we're practicing choreography, we tend to practice until we feel safe, until we're confident that every moment is memorized, every detail is perfect. But that is not how improv works. When we're practicing improvising to a particular song, we just want to make sure that we have the tools that we need to make decisions and interpret the song in the moment. And the most important aspect here is speed. It's really important to know what you can and cannot execute at the pace of the song. So throw on the song, try out a bunch of material, and see what you can do fairly comfortably and what feels rushed or is just impossible to do at that pace. That alone is going to help tremendously when it's time to get up on stage and improvise to that song. You'll also want to take a look at the structure. And you can do this just by listening, but I find it helpful to actually do it while dancing. So what sections are in the song? Do they repeat in a particular order, usually? And especially, are there any phrases that are not 8 counts long that might throw you? Another thing to look at is vocabulary. What aspects of the music are you excited to explore, and do you have the movement vocabulary to do it? All right, let's summarize. So practicing for improvisation is very different from practicing for choreography because we're not trying to do the same things. We're trying to prepare you to make fresh decisions based on what you're experiencing in the moment, rather than relying on a de facto choreography. So to make that happen, I recommend that you practice many different versions of the song that you're going to use, that you interleave practicing improvisation to your song and practicing improv to some other songs, that you give yourself a variety of different missions, so every time you run your song, you have a different goal, and especially don't over-practice. Once you know what you can do comfortably at that pace, the basic structure of the song, and what vocabulary is going to work for you, stop. All right, now we've been focusing on practicing improv to a particular song, but it's also important to practice improv skills the same way that you would anything else. And if you would like step-by-step help building those skills, I recommend that you check out my DVD series, The Improvisation Toolkit. You can find those at bellydancegeek.com/store.
Thanks for listening. For more Geektacular resources, visit bellydancegeek.com.